So, you went on a date, and you'd been worried about it for a while, and you were worried about it while going to it, and you were worried while you were there the whole time, and you felt like it was wrong, and you sat through it anyway, and paid for it, and then went home? Wow, that must have been a date. Okay, sorry. I was teasing. Okay, so wanna watch a movie? You skipped out on movie night. But don't worry, I forgive you. And it's still technically night, so wanna watch a movie? Great. So what movie? So we're on to the obscure Ghibli now. Next up we got Castle in the Sky, Kiki's Delivery Service, Whisper of the Hearts. Yeah? Yeah, okay. Okay. I'm glad you're home. Well, I say home. Weird, right? Us roommates? I mean, it was so sorta. How long has it been now? Right? And like, from nowhere? Just an ad and then hitting it off. Like, I saw so many people before you, and believe me, I was running out of luck. But we haven't fought much, have we? Okay, maybe a little, but only when you are being a jerk. Only when I was being, mean. No, it's okay, honestly. You don't have to say it. Listen, I know, and I've been meaning to say it for a while now. I've been a little high-strung, and I've felt it with you too, and I just mean, look, I get nervous, okay? I get worried. It's like I'm on edge or can't do the things I want to do, and I just kind of sit it in. But we are going somewhere, right? I mean, us two youths, always youths. Us two going wherever we're going. Say, can I ask you something? Are you worried now? Yeah? A little? Well, what about? I see. Okay. Yeah, that's reasonable. Honestly, I get that all the time, and I know we're different, but listen, I want to be totally honest with you for a second and just ask it, because I feel it okay, and I need to make sure it'll be okay. Do you want to be my roommate for another year? When we find another place? Like I know you're still here and we don't really see each other, but well, it's kind of a stupid reason, but I just really need to hear you say it. If If it isn't... Really? Really? Really, really? Well, that is a load off my mind. Suddenly, I feel so much more, well, better. And look, I need to ask you something else. Do you like me? I mean, like, the way you like your guy friends? Because I know we've been roommates for a while and got through all of the pleasantries and all that, but I mean, I just feel like we're not where everybody is, and like, I thought about it and felt it, and I don't want to feel like, I don't like the feeling that we're just the same as every couple of roommates in every country, right? Am I making sense? Like, it feels special, you know? Like, even sitting on the couch feels special. I mean, we get so much done. You work on the laptop. Well, I'm walking around talking about something, so I'm helping you write, or giving you ideas, and you're about making the meals, or not making noise if, you know, it's gonna bug me. I just feel like we do more than coexist. We help each other. I mean, we actually decided on a movie night. And we actually did it. We actually enjoy it. Yeah? Yeah. You're not just saying that because you already said we're gonna live together, right? Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, of course. I see that's it. You're right. Wow. I never thought about that. We do secretly hate each other. Interesting. When you put it like that, we're just really good liars. So then, tell me about the date. Come on. You said you wouldn't if it went well. A gentleman never tells. And clearly it didn't go well, so fess up. It's okay. I won't tell anyone, Mr. Gentleman. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Huh. Oh, God. Really? Really? Oh my God, that sounds horrible. Come here. What do you mean, huh? I said, come here. Yes, sit up here. Come on. Please. Look, I patted it and everything. You can't leave someone patting it and then not sit down. That's like a high five left hanging. It'd be terrible. Yay. You've been working real hard. And you've been trying so much. And you're doing it for something. You're doing it for you. Or not you, but something. And you're doing it. You're doing it. You're doing it. So, is that okay? Hmm? Oh, no, I meant, is my fingers running through your hair like that okay? Yeah? Yeah, okay. So, see? You can decide if it's okay. that's something you can decide. No, like that. Or, yeah, like that. yeah. Say, if I was a guy, would you let me do this? No? So, why do you let me do it? Because I'm a girl, right? Is that right? Just because I'm a girl? What do I mean? I mean, do you let me run my fingers through your hair just because I'm a girl? And not some other reason? Okay. Say, Rumi, budge up, would ya? I'm gonna sit on the couch beside you like this. Is this okay? Gee, thanks. Rumi, would you like a blanket to sleep in together? To watch the movie in together? Okay. Rumi. Hey, will you make dinner for me again? I know it'd be 2 days in a row, so I won't plead for tonight, but that'd be 2 days from now. Would that be alright? If I promised you'd be energized again by then? Please? Why? Well, because I don't know. Because I like your meals. Because you're a good cook. I mean, you're actually a cook. Like, you know how to. And, well, you should have put that in your profile. Or just not shown that side of you to shallow people on Tinder. It's just that I see, like, I see so much stuff that gets me down every day. I get horrible customers and all day, every day. Women demanding stuff off of me, demanding it, like it's the best part of their day, telling me what to do, bossing me around. Maybe that's why I boss you around. Cycle of abuse. Okay, I'm sorry. I shouldn't joke about that. You know, I'd never hurt you. Well, maybe in 2 years. Maybe never. Hey, Rumi. Would you like to get some food and drink before the movie? It's just that you forgot. And you're usually so good at that. It's usually the first thing you do. But tonight, for some reason, you just didn't. You came back from your date. You're horrible, bad, mean, awful, evil date. And you just plopped down next to me. You just had to talk, didn't you? To me. Rumi, I need to ask you something. So, on that date, what did they say? Like, what were you worried about? What made you so worried? I mean, that's meant to be the fun part, you know? Was it something else? I mean, I don't want to pry, it's just that. That's the exciting part. You're meant to be, you know, relaxed. Or so I've heard. So what did you say? Oh. Really? Wait, really? I'm sorry, just... She wasn't the one for you. She's like one of those... You know who she reminds me of? Well, so I was like talking to this girl today, and she wouldn't get off her phone to order. Like, she's standing right there, half on her phone. She gets in to order, she gets in line, she gets up to the counter, and she's still on her phone, pointing to the menu and just pointing and talking. Like, I'm asking her for all of these options and all this stuff she might want, and she's just waving me away, just motioning to me like that, like I'm a dog or something, right? Right? But your girl, your date, she just didn't talk to you, and when she did, she didn't care. She was passive-aggressive. No. Don't stand up for her. That's what it was. Well, that's what you just told me. That's what it adds up to. You were being kind. I know that. I can tell that. I can always tell when you're being kind. You're always being so, so kind. So, what did you say? And then? You dork! Oh my god. that is so hilarious. No, actually, that's hilarious. I'm not being sarcastic, I promise. Well, of course you would say that on a first date. Oh my god. Oh my god. No, I am being genuine, okay? I am genuinely laughing. You can see it on my face. I promise I'm not being sarcastic. Say, Rumi, was she pretty? You wouldn't show me the picture, so could you show me now? I mean, it doesn't matter, so come on. Yes. Let me see. I promise I won't say anything too mean. So, show me. She wasn't your type? I can tell just from this. Nope. She way wasn't pretty enough for you. Nope. Nuh-uh. Honestly, are you the type of guy who still rejects some people based on their profile picture? You know it's just a numbers game, right? You just gotta take your shirt off and put some the same bro shit and then just get laid. That's all it's there for. Say, Rumi, do you think I'm pretty? Like, roommate pretty or pretty pretty? Is that so? Really? Could you call me pretty again? Tell me I'm pretty. Why? Because I need to hear it. Thank you. Thank you. Rumi. Rumi. You're so close to me. Rumi, do you like me? And do you think I'm pretty? And do you want to cook for me? I mean, you don't mind it? Because I cook for you too? And we like the same movies for different reasons. And we patch each other up. And so it's pretty much been a year and we're basically, so what harm could Rumi stay? Stay like that. Good boy. You're a good boy. You're a good boy. Shut up. Come here. This is like a fairy tale. Yeah, it's like a kiss from a fairy tale. Just like a movie. Oh my god. Shut up. Is that a swear, Rumi? Are you okay? Okay. Okay.